recipe roundup will be a little bit different. I'm out of town, so I'm doing this beforehand, and we won't actually have a recipe this week. Instead, I wanted to talk about kitchen tools. Personally, I've been having a bit of a renaissance with trying out different methods of cooking. And since it's time for everyone to go back to school, maybe you'll find one of these methods great if you have a busy schedule or you're about to move into a college dorm room or a small apartment. These are my gadget picks for a new or a limited kitchen. Let's start with the immersion blender. This has absolutely revolutionized my mixing because it's so much easier to assemble and clean and change out the attachments on than the other alternatives to this type of tool. Most immersion blenders will have attachments that allow them to replace a whisk, a blender, an electric mixer, and a food processor. There's some variation in that. Some will have more or less ability, but you can mix almost anything in almost any container, whether it's hot soup in a big pot or just some whipped up cream for your morning coffee. I find that making stuff like homemade whipped cream is a lot easier just because of how simple an immersion blender is to put together, to plug in, and then to disassemble. And when it comes to hot food, it's a lot better to not be pouring a bunch of steaming soup into a stand-up mixer or a stand-up blender, and it really cuts down on danger in that process. The only con that I have found in using an immersion blender is that it's a lot harder to just put it down if you need to go grab another ingredient or something. I'm sure that there's some sort of stand or holder out there on the internet for immersion blenders, but I have yet to find it. It would definitely benefit from something like that. The next piece of gadgetry I'm going to talk about is the air fryer. If you watch TV, it's very unlikely that you have not seen an infomercial about this type of product. It sounds and looks very futuristic, but the air fryer is simply a compact convection oven, which means it cooks through circulating really hot air around whatever you're cooking. Though I have yet to specifically use an air fryer, I love using the convection function on my oven because it cooks faster and the airflow means that getting a crisp skin on something like a chicken is literally a breeze. If I ever were to live in a studio apartment or not have access to a full oven, an air fryer is definitely something I would consider. Anything that you can do in an oven, you can do in an air fryer. Finally, the most important thing is a multi-cooker. There are tons of different brands. All of them are great, but really is rocking my world right now. There are different variations of the product that have different options for preset cooking, but overall, if you're setting out to build your kitchen arsenal, this gadget will take the place of a slow cooker, a pressure cooker, a rice cooker, and things that you don't even think about needing a gadget for, like incubating yogurt or steam baking a cheesecake. And it can do most of those things in around an hour, which as much as I love the set and forget method of a traditional slow cooker, I'm not always thinking about what roast I want to eat for dinner before I've even had breakfast. So this is really a great choice, whether you're a college student or a parent trying to throw together dinner for a big family after everyone's done their sports and their schooling for the day. And I would say this device is very popular right now, so there's no shortage of online recipes that are made specifically for a multi-cooker. But you can also use any old recipe that you would normally use in a slow cooker or a pressure cooker, and you'll be able to make it faster. And there are so many other great gadgets, and I just wanted to kind of give a shout out to two others. The first one is a combination top-loading toaster and toaster oven, which if you already use a toaster oven, you might think that's unnecessary and overkill. But if you are someone who has lived just out of a classic pop-up toaster, the combination of having that pop-up toaster but also having an oven component really opens up possibilities, and it makes me think actually a lot about how microwaves in Japan for the past like 20 years or something have doubled as convection ovens, very small convection ovens. So I just like anything that combines utility because you can do so many different things with it. And then the final thing I'll mention is an electric kettle. They're very useful, especially for dorm rooms when you're just not going to have access to a stove, and you can make oatmeal, you can make tea water, just hot water to have hot water. I hope this was helpful for those of you who are maybe moving into spaces that don't have kitchens, or maybe you are just looking to reduce the number of gadgets you have in your kitchen. These are some great options, in my opinion. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.